From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. U.S. public health officials are declaring victory against rubella, or German measles, 36 years after a vaccine was introduced. The disease used to occur in epidemic waves every 6 to 9 years, and each time it led to tens of thousands of birth defects. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Today in Washington, Julie Gerberding, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, made the kind of announcement that public health officials love to make.
We are delighted to be here today to formally and officially declare that rubella has been eliminated from the United States.
Rubella, also known as German measles, is a serious problem for only one group of people. In most, it just causes mild fevers, rashes, and cold-like symptoms. But women who become infected in the first 6 months of pregnancy risk having babies who are blind, deaf, or mentally retarded. The virus can cause miscarriage or newborn death. There hasn't been any spread of rubella in the U.S. since 2000. Most of the 9 people who got sick last year were foreigners who presumably hadn't been vaccinated, and there were no babies born with birth defects because of rubella. The U.S. is the second country to declare rubella eliminated, says Julie Gerberding.
Cuba actually eliminated rubella in the 1990s, but we're still very happy to be where we are today.
Rubella isn't high on the list of concerns for developing countries, but with a single and safe vaccine providing lifelong protection with no need for boosters, it's a relatively easy disease to knock off. Incidence has gone down dramatically in Latin America. Murdo Rosas, director of the Pan American Health Organization, says that wasn't always the case.
We're always also having around 100,000 cases of rubella or more, several outbreaks. We are now with almost 99% reduction.
Down to around 2,000 cases last year, with a goal of elimination in the Americas by 2010. Rosa says the success of the rubella vaccine has collateral benefits.
And this has built trust in the health sector for reaching adult population with the appropriate vaccine. So I think that has been a tremendous success also.
The rubella virus spreads easily through the air, and despite safety fears about vaccines in certain quarters, numerous medical studies have shown the rubella vaccine to be safe. The CDC's Gerberding says that just because there's not much of the virus around anymore, that's no call to stop vaccinating.
We are at constant risk for reintroduction of the virus from other parts in the world. We cannot afford to relax our emphasis on immunization now. This is exactly the time when we need to strengthen our emphasis on immunization even further.
The CDC says it's still important that women who haven't been vaccinated and are considering getting pregnant get the vaccine before becoming pregnant. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.